we work with a process called hydrothermal carbonization, and we use the hydrothermal carbonization to condense distiller solubles, the side product of the ethanol production.
So, I see here that you're presenting some research that you've been working on. Can you talk a little bit more about what hydrothermal carbonization actually is? I know a lot of us don't know.
Sure.
So, if you break it down, hydrothermal carbonization breaks down into basically hot water reaction, carbonization reaction. So, we run reactors at temperatures of 180 to 250 degrees Celsius, so well below above what normally water would boil at. But since we run them in a sealed system, we can actually run them in liquid water. The pressure builds up to about 300 to 500 psi, and at that point of high temperature, high pressure, you get some very interesting chemistry happening. You get some different cyclicizations of hydrocarbons, and you get some dehydration actually, and you end up with a high carbon content biochar at the end of the reaction.
So if you have a high carbon biochar, do you still have other byproducts that are traditional in the ethanol industry?
Yeah, so you still get the fatty acids, which you can pull off and use as a biodiesel precursor, perhaps. We also have liquid filtrate that we pull off of the solids we filter out usually. And that has a lot of different nutrients that were in the original condensed distiller solubles that are now in this soluble liquid matrix. And we use that as a possible fertilizer to put back on the fields.
Okay. So you're looking at the biochar as being a possible fertilizer then?
Now we're looking at the liquid portion. We're looking at the biochar itself, since it's a high carbon. We look at it in traditional activated carbon fields. So activated carbons are usually used as polymer additives, as filters and waste streams, or all the way up to being used as supervessor materials for energy storage. And so we look at those high carbon biochar and see how it compares to the traditional activated carbons in those situations.
So then you're looking at potentially two additional co-products then. You're looking at the liquid as a fertilizer and then the biochar as an additional co-product.
Exactly. So I look a lot more at the solid product or biochar.